how they're maintaining their Trojan horses in the Congress and the rest of the political landscape, the rhinos, the never-Trumpers like Mike Pence and the Koch interests. So while too many in the MAGA base are caught up in the fabricated faction fights and secondary issues, or frankly are acting like five-year-olds demanding headline-grabbing indictments right now, Donald Trump is dismantling a strategic architecture that has been in place since 1945, an architecture that's used the United States as the dumb giant in the British Empire's globalist schemes, and the British know it. But even bigger than Trump's strategic revolution is the economic revolution, because that's what this is really all about. Go back to the end of World War II and the summit in Casablanca, where Franklin Roosevelt said to Winston Churchill, "Winston, we didn't fight that war to reestablish British 18th century methods." And Churchill countered and said, "What do you mean by that?" And FDR said, "A system that takes more out of a country than it puts back in." Well, Roosevelt died before the war ended, and the result was the ultimate triumph of British 18th century methods, or a system which takes more out than it puts in. Look at what has happened to the United States. We used to have a middle and working class based on a robust manufacturing sector and a tradition of family farms. And here's what's happened since the end of World War II. In 1950, 31% of the U.S. population was engaged in manufacturing. Today, it's only 8%. And if you add other goods-producing sectors like agriculture and mining and transportation, we used to have 55% engaged in productive activity. Today, it is less than 20. Our good-paying jobs, our industry, our infrastructure, our family farms, they disappeared along with the middle class.